This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right, 2:42 on the sweet spot on a Friday. The NIT break is upon us as we broadcast from Seconds and Surplus in Louisville off the Sam Rayburn Tollway. The Verified Pros get 15% off today and tomorrow store-wide. And if you need to remodel your bathroom, your kitchen, maybe you need a door, you have unbeatable prices at Seconds and Surplus. And without further ado, let's get to it. It's Monto giving us the best of the rest e-breaks.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Great broadcasting week, by the way.
Oh, likewise.
We have five candidates this week. We had to leave a couple on the cutting room floor due to time restraints, so we'll give you the five best of the rest. We start here with line four guy.
Oh, boy.
Shockingly, during Why Today Doesn't Suck, he'll do this from time to time. He throws out a joke that had to be dumped. Georgios Papanikolaou, a Greek doctor who invented the pap smear. Important.
Legend.
It's like Velcro. Important.
Richie Valens.
Yeah. Pap smear invented it.
Ooh.
It's the Velcro of the guy.
Richie!
Without him, what would we put on our bagel?
I'm also a fan.
B. Arthur.
Aw.
Funny.
I wouldn't F you with her.
Whoa!
Oh, hey, who said that?
Goodness.
And we dumped
Happy
it
Monday.
So we caught it in time.
You're going to give someone a heart attack, man. Come on.
You kind of have to skirt both of those words in that phrase.
He skirted the first one.
I mean, if you're going to skirt one, he skirted the right one.
At least he self-edited the first word.
Yeah, but then he said, who said that?
Wait.
Like a dad.
What happened?
It's kind of like when Luca double cusses when he's on TV. He'll say the S word, and then he'll realize it, and he'll say it again.
You just get caught in
a
curse word loop. All right, there he is, line four guy, candidate number one. Candidate number two here is one Dave Lane.
Dave.
Now, this was when they were talking about the WNBA, guilty as charged.
One of their many segments on the WNBA.
It's all you hear on the hard line.
And if you know Davey, and this was Davey being Davey.
I don't need to see what Patrick Mahomes is wearing as he pulls his little suitcase behind him, and I don't need to see Dirk with his, well, if Dirk, yes, but his little plate of tinfoil that he walks into the arena. But now we were doing that last night with the ladies.
Were we?
Like, I don't know how this happened, but now there is a line of photographers as they leave their parked car and walk to the locker room, and it is like a sports fashion show now.
Were they wearing Little House on the Prairie dresses?
Were any of them dripping?
There was probably...
What does that mean?
I don't know
like
if I want
sweat.
To answer.
Like, they have that drip.
When you say it, it sounds gross.
Yeah.
I don't think you can say they have that drip and then start moving your hands like that because of your age.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Oh, my.
Just a bunch of yikes in there. Yeah.
And he is right. Drip means... It's like a fit,
yeah,
an outfit. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
I don't know if you would ever ask if someone is dripping.
I think he was making it sound like someone maybe had a cut on their hand.
Oh, okay.
And was leaving a trail behind him.
Yeah. Mm.
You got to look out for that, apparently. All right, there he is, Davey, candidate number two. Next up we have, I guess we'll put it on me, but I think it should be levied on the entirety of Why Today Doesn't Suck, except for me, because I got pounced on for mispronouncing a word, and y'all were wrong. On this date in 1950, man, I wish Bob was here, we had the first ever race of the Formula One World Drivers' Championship run in Silverstone, England, won by Giuseppe Farina. He was in an Alfa Romeo.
Romeo.
Oh, my goodness.
But he was racing in a Rio Speedway.
There we go.
Easy
that's just so stupid that if you don't know it's Romeo, you would read it as Romeo like it's normally pronounced.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Touched a nerve.
You've never heard of an Alfa Romeo?
No, that's why I said Romeo.
We drive them all the time.
That's our weekend, mate.
That's the Saturday car.
I drive a doggy. Yeah, what a dumbass that doesn't know that.
Yeah, you don't know
you're
Italian.
The word, you should say Romeo naturally. Now I'm going to go see Romeo and Juliet, I guess.
I just love how angry you got all of a sudden.
Well,
usually you roll with whatever.
It is weird how we'll pronounce it Romeo, but Italian, it's Romeo.
Yeah.
I live in
it's
America,
like Jaguar
personally.
And Jaguar.
If y'all want to go live in Naples, do it. Or whatever. Rome. I live right here in the good old USFA. Vote for me. All right. There's Monty.
Justine.
As number three. Candidate number four here, we have a twofer of our dear friend, not Greg, but Craig Rosengarten.
Wow.
You're going to swear you've heard this clip before, but it is not a repeat. Once again, Craig Rosengarten got distracted by his own breakfast.
Why are we going to the LPGA? It is not because Madeline Sagstrom is tied for first with Rose Zhang.
You know what? I bet Madeline Sagstrom and Rose Zhang's parents probably would disagree with you.
Oh, we got a little breakfast
oh,
today.
Oh, look at there. All right. A little brekkie. Okay, perfect. Well, that looks delightful. What?
That's me. I'm good, man.
There
thank
he
you.
Is. All right.
I'll take that.
Thank you.
Lost my train of thought.
We were talking about the LPGA and Nelly Korda, I think, is where we were headed.
Okay, so look at your breakfast plate and look at mine.
Well, I mean, you request no eggs, right? You're not an egg guy?
Yeah, but what's that big slab of meat thing you got?
I think that's a potato.
I don't want that.
You're more than welcome
no,
to mine, buddy.
Just kidding. Your breakfast looks spectacular, though. Where was I?
So just so we're clear, they are on air.
Yeah. And this happened only a couple months ago, the exact same thing.
Where, yeah, you just walk by with a plate of or ham and a couple of breakfast potatoes, and Craig can just drop all his golf talk immediately.
Yeah, Rosen admiring Eli's breakfast meat.
I like how he lost his train of thought twice. He lost it trying to get back going. Didn't know where he was going, talked about breakfast again, and then re-lost his train of thought.
Is that a bowl of Frosted Flakes?
You can't teach that,
I want that every week.
You cannot teach that broadcasting
skill. I need
that
every Saturday.
Thank you for saying that, Sean, because, like I said, Rosen, also candidate number five, and he does not know the phrase, can't fix stupid.
Well, I mean, even if your mom doesn't play golf, they have pickleball stuff, they have tennis
yes,
stuff.
They do.
They just have nice clothing for women as well. If your mom wants to wear something nice and sporty.
That's why Eli Jordan got promoted up to the tee box. He's a smart one.
Yes, incredibly intelligent, Craig.
My mom's a whore.
That's wow.
Whoa, no.
That's,
whoa.
Good Lord. that was unaware that was a drop.
I would look, you can't teach stupid. And I
no, you can't fix stupid.
Can't teach stupid either. Can't teach intelligence, I guess I'm trying to say. That. Yeah, I'm sounding really stupid right now. When I hired you, I knew you had some chops. I knew you were pretty intelligent. Can't run the magazine without having some level of intelligence. So
yeah, I mean,
not giving yourself credit.
At least a little bit.
He proves that wrong every day.
I love you can't teach stupid. I'm going to start saying
you can't
that.
Teach stupid.
Fool me once, you're stupid.
Oh, Craig, you're so great. All right, is it line
awesome.
Four, guy? Is it Davey?
It.
Is it Monty? Is it Craig's breakfast or Craig's stupid comment? We start with Lando.
I mean, honestly, either Craig one. Just take your pick. I vote Craig.
All right, Sean.
He was distracted twice by breakfast. I think that outweighs everything this week, so I'm going Brecky Rosen.
Back here, Ham.
Rosengarten and irony.
All right, Mina.
Give me the Ron White special, You Can't Teach Stupid.
Oof.
Yep, I will also vote for that one. So that is four votes for Craig Stupid, one vote for Craig Breakfast. He has now won two NIT.
Craig Stupid v. Craig Breakfast.
Only two. Congrats, Rosen. Thank you, Justin.